Hi, this is Ayola, and I'm here to interview my dad that gives about his adventures to becoming a musician and the boundaries that were crossed. So, what was your childhood like?
My childhood like?
Yes.
Well, I grew up in a time when we lived in a neighborhood, and there were a lot of kids in my neighborhood. And so we played a lot, and we were out every day when we would come home from school. We'd go out and play for a bit and get in and do our homework. And during the summer, we stayed out all day. Sometimes we would ride our bikes all over the city. But the main thing is that we had a lot of people, the young people that grew up in my neighborhood, and we all knew each other and played together. And the difference between now and then is that we didn't have the distractions of computers and video games and things that keep you in the house, as opposed to getting out and playing with your friends and creating games and fun things to do, like playing dead block or wall ball. So that's what my early childhood was like.
So how was it in high school? What did you do and what kind of teams did you join and stuff like
that?
Well,
by the time I was in high school, I was interested in art and I was interested in music. I was in the high school band and orchestra. And whenever the high school football team had a home game, then I would be in the marching band and we'd march around the school and march into the stadium where the game was being held. And sometimes I played the big bass drum and other times I played the big splash cymbals. And the other part of my high school time was spent in the art class. I was really into art and I had a incredible art teacher who was a mentor, and she was the one that inspired me and pushed me into going to art school for a year and a half, which I attended at the Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts from 1966 to 1968. And in 1968, I realized that I wanted to pursue a career in music.
Were there any bands you played with when you first started as a musician?
Well, when I first started out after realizing I wanted to pursue music, I played with a few local bands around Philadelphia. And then I saw an incredible percussionist by the name of Ayrton, who came from Brazil, who played with Miles Davis. Miles Davis is a very well-known, famous, legendary trumpeter. Anyway, I went to see Miles and I saw Ayrton, and he used a variety of different percussion instruments, and that's when I said I gotta do that. I was more interested in doing that than just playing the conga drums, which is what I started out playing. So once I realized I wanted to be a percussionist, I started going to New York, purchasing instruments from a drum shop, and also going into the subway to purchase records to listen to music from different cultures, like music from Haiti and Cuba and Brazil. After playing with local bands around Philadelphia from around 1970 to 73, I decided I thought that I was talented enough and ready to pursue playing with a named artist. So I would go to New York and sit in with different groups, and during that process, while playing with George Benson at Carnegie Hall, I met Grover Washington Jr., who was a guest artist with George Benson. George Benson is a very well-known guitarist. Anyway, Grover invited me to sit in with him when he played in Philly at a club called Just Jazz. And ironically, Just Jazz was one of those places where I would go and take my instruments and see if I could sit in. But every time I would get to the door at Just Jazz, the doorman would always say, "Well, man, what do you want?" And I said, "Well, man, I'm here to sit in with whoever's playing." And this guy would always try to discourage me from coming in and telling me I couldn't take my drums upstairs until I was definitely sure I could sit in. He just kind of hassled me every time I came to the door. So I said, well, man, I'm going to get back at this guy because Grover invited me to come down and play. And so when I went back down to Just Jazz, of course, the doorman said, man, what do you want? And I said, well, man, I'm here to do a gig with Grover. And he said, you mean you got a gig here? And I said, yeah, so you got to let me in. So I played with Grover, and that was on a Tuesday, and he invited me to come back Friday and Saturday and perform with him. And after that, he said, man, if I get an opportunity to hire you, I will. And that opportunity came about 6 months later when he asked me to go on the road with him. So that was the first big name artist that I worked for who gave me a real gig, a gig that meant that if he worked, I worked. So I worked with Grover for about 3 years, and I left the band and I came back again in 1984.
So who else did you play with besides Grover Washington?
Well, Anita Baker, Al Jarreau, Bob James. I recorded for the great jazz vocalist Nancy Wilson. I toured with Diane Reeves, and I toured with Erykah Badu, and I did two gigs with Whitney Houston, and a variety of other people. I recorded with a variety of other people on their records throughout the years. I probably recorded on over 100 records.
So how was it with Al Jarreau and being on tour with him?
Al Jarreau was one of my favorite gigs because we traveled all around the world.
So what's your favorite tour adventure that you either had with Grover Washington or Al Jarreau?
Another adventure that I had when I was out on the road was I was with Grover and we were on a tour bus and the bus was traveling overnight from one city to another. And the bus stopped about 7 a.m. at a rest stop. And I woke up because I used to sleep in the front of the bus. And I got up and got off the bus and went inside. And I saw the bus driver and the road manager sitting at the counter. So I figured they'll be there for a while. So I went to the bathroom. And when I came out, they were gone. So I ran outside and the bus was gone. I said, oh man. So I started asking any truck drivers if they were headed to Atlanta, because that's where we were headed. So I was able to catch a ride with a truck driver and I immediately got on the CB radio, which is a citizen's band radio where you can talk to different people if they have a citizen's band. So I got on the citizen's band and I said, Breaker 19, and that's how you break into any conversations on that frequency of 19. So I said, I missed my bus and I was traveling on a tour bus with Al Jarreau, and if you got your ears on, please respond. And there was nothing. Nobody answered. So that meant that the bus driver didn't have his CB radio on. So the truck got me 20 miles outside of Atlanta at a huge truck stop. He had to wait there to receive a load. So I had to ask other truck drivers if they were driving into or past Atlanta. And I finally got a ride. And this guy took me into Atlanta, dropped me off on the end of the highway. I ran down an embankment and boom, I was in the city of Atlanta.
So after you toured with a lot of artists, what did you do after that?
Well, after my last tour, in 1995 with Anita Baker, I was off and just working around the city when I got a call to come and audition for the Emerald Live cooking show. That was in 1997, and I eventually got the job with him, and I worked with him for 10 years. And I started out, it was just me and a piano player, and we had a little sequencer that played bass and drums that we would program. And that went on for a couple of years. And after that, they let me bring in the band. So I had a bass, drums, piano, and saxophone, and we played behind a lot of different artists that were guests on the show. People such as Charlie Daniels and Chick Corea and Jimmy Buffett and Chris Botti and Dave Koz and a bunch of other people. So we had a lot of fun and had an opportunity to eat good food, and I like to cook, so I learned a little bit more about cooking. It was a great experience.
So after I've listened to all of your stories and your journeys, it has taken you some time to become the person and the musician that you are now, or should I say percussionist. So do you have any last few words that you would like to say?
Well, I can say that this journey that I've been on has taken me around the world, and I have learned how to become the person that I am today based on my experiences in life as a musician and an artist.
Before we end this interview, can I hear you play this instrument that you have right now? What is it called?
This instrument is called the hung.
That's really good. Thank you for your time. Let me see if I can try. Can I see?
Yes, give it a try.
So this must take a lot of practice, right?
Yes, it does. And a lot of skill. You should come down to the basement All right. and practice a little bit more.
I don't know how. Okay, thank you for the wonderful sound of the hung and your interview.
You're welcome, and thank you.